This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Simone in Toledo. Simone writes, "My boyfriend is still married, but he lives at my house. I know for a fact that his wife threw eggs on my car, but he said I have no proof. He is taking her side, even though I've never had problems like this till I met him. Why is he protecting his wife?"
Are you serious?
What, lady?
Why is he protecting his wife? Here go the real question. Why is he living in your house and the wife know the way over there? That's the bigger question. Why is he protecting his wife? Why he living in your house? You know, y'all, all of us make mistakes, right? Yeah. All of us do. Mm-hmm. We're all human. We've all made them. I got it. Ain't no problem. Mm-hmm. So we ain't worried about that. But you can't do your wrong, and then when some wrong happen, you don't understand what's wrong. Where we at? You got a married man living in your house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You know he married. Now, his wife then drove over there and threw some eggs on your house, on your car. Now, you want to know, he's sitting up here saying, that ain't her. Why is he protecting his wife? Well, could it be, I'm just asking, because they married? I don't want to appear righteous or nothing, but I'm just asking a question. Could it be because they still married?
Thank you.
And she upset that you done took him in prior to the divorce. That's all it could be. I'm just saying. Once again, we all make mistakes. Got that. I ain't judging you for it. But when you do something wrong and then something wrong happened to you, you got to quit figuring out what's wrong.
Profound.
All right.
Man, that's damn near heavy.
Yeah.
It's so much common sense in that statement, it damn near sound like it ain't common, don't it?
Yeah, that's right. It does. Moving on to Brielle in Charlotte. Brielle says, "I kept my cousin's kids ages 3 and 5 and I fed them chicken nuggets and tater tots. I baked chicken for my husband and 16-year-old son. My cousin came as we were eating and she got mad because her kids didn't get baked chicken. Her kids were happy with their nuggets, so what's the big deal?"
Better eat them damn nuggets.
Get out.
Yeah, but you know you played them kids, though.
Kids love nuggets.
Everybody else getting baked chicken, they got them little cheap-ass nuggets on over there eating all them preservatives and everything. Yeah, what's the big? Yeah, they was happy with the nuggets. But you know them kids should have ate a little bit healthier. Everybody else over there, big baked chicken. Let me cut back on these people that don't live here, 3 and 5. Get them nuggets. That's all it is. You know, if you go over somebody's house and everybody getting treated one way and then you see your kids getting treated another way, you know you're going to feel some kind of way about
some
that. What's the big deal? They was
feel
happy
like
with
they're
the
making
nuggets.
A difference yeah, yeah. for kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, hey, you know, it's like, okay, I take everybody kids down to the amusement park. You walk up, everybody got ice cream cone, but your baby got a popsicle. There's going to be a damn problem in here. You know, why my baby drinking this ice water? Everybody else got ice cream. Here's my baby over here drinking this ice water. You understand that. I think that's what the situation is here.
That's okay. All right. All right, CLO, you're on fire this morning. Okay, Elise in Germantown. Mm-hmm, you are. Elise in Germantown says, I switched up my weave the other day to a shoulder-length blonde style. My husband said he liked it, and I reminded him of J-Lo. He said it was turning him on because he's always wanted J-Lo, but I'll do. He said it was a joke. Was it really?
Sure. Hell no, there wasn't no joke. Yeah. Fellas.
Yeah, he meant that.
Shut your mouth about what you always been thinking. Shut your damn mouth.
Yeah.
Say it.
He meant that.
I know how you feel. I know exactly
how
you
do. Feel.
Yeah, but you can't say none of what you feel, man. Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth. Oh, girl, you got that blonde wig. Oh, no, that's right. Come here, girl. Scroll and play. Yeah. There you go. That's it.
So let me ask you, when they ask you, how much weight you think I need to lose, what is you supposed to say?
Baby, I love you just the way you are.
I wish you would.
I tell you what you better not do. Holla out about 30.
Holla that out. I wish you would say it, no. It's going to be a problem.
Don't say that. I got to live with it.
All right.
I don't know exactly what you should say. You might not like what I just said. Baby, I love you just the way they are. You fine and wine. But I do know you can't holler out no number, though.
Thank about 30 for sure.
30.
You know, maybe 20.
It's a conversation
20,
now.
20 will bring you down there in the cool range.
No
15,
more than
you'll still look a little, you know, you need a little more work. But, you know, it at least gets you started in the right direction. See that right there? Oh, that's going downhill, fellas.
Nope. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
No more than 5. That's it. That's all.
Bro, you know how many times I've been asked that question?
Boy, I've been asked.
Every husband and boyfriend in America.
That's no how I answers. Know the proper answer.
Uh-huh. I told you you're on fire this morning. Last one. CLO.
I tell you one time, this is how I knew, because I heard my brother one time. My brother's wife asked him, how much weight you think I need to lose? My brother said, whoo, man.
Oh,
not
that.
I said, God damn.
My mama
looked up from the table and went, Lord Jesus, this boy just a bigger fool.
All right, last one. This is from Mr. Tony in Waycross, okay? Mr. Tony writes, I've been playing the piano at church for years. When our organist passed away, I was playing by myself every Sunday. I found out that the organist got paid monthly. I've never been paid. Should I stop playing if they don't start paying?
You are serving the Lord, you know.
Amen.
All for the glory sometimes, you know.
You know. Where's that money?
Yeah.
You may not have pay-to-play capabilities, you know.
There you go. There you go.
No, you didn't.
Okay. All right, CLO.
Go in there and threaten to quit if you want to. Find out somebody else know how to play.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.